Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony.
I wanted to get your take on a couple of stories. First, according to the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, state pension underfunding liability jumped by $6.6 billion, and now there's more than a $21 billion gap in these funds. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, when you're talking about that, you got to sort of separate out the public employees being state workers and school teachers, because when you're talking about the state workforce, it's a little bit different, because in 1997, we transferred into what's called a defined contribution, which is a 401k type of retirement plan. And actually, you know, the state workforce has saved Michigan millions and millions of dollars, and the teachers, however, are still in a defined benefits program, which is a traditional pension. So there's a little bit of a difference there. But I did see that story, and I see it as evidence that the state workforce has stepped up and made structural savings already. And as you know, Tony, last year our new employees as of April pay over 20% for their health insurance. So we've done the heavy lifting to help Michigan out.
And is that what you mean by the state employees saving the state millions of dollars?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've given concession to and wages and paying higher premiums. And I know I've been on your show in the past, and we've gone over that. And, of course, the other thing, too, is we're doing more with less. You know, since 2001, we have 11,000 fewer employees doing very important work. So I did see that story, and I found it very interesting.
According to another story that I found on the wire yesterday, 50-something Michigan pensioners will take the biggest hit under a new tax plan. Taxpayers in just about every income group at that age category will pay higher income taxes in 2013 under the tax overhaul by Governor Rick Snyder and the Republican-led legislature. That's been something we've known about. What do you think about that?
Well, when the budget was presented, the UAW Local 6000, among with many other groups, you know, opposed the tax shift. And essentially what had happened is they took $1.8 billion in tax cuts away from CEOs and big business, and then shifted that over to the working poor in terms of eliminating the earned income tax for people that are working low-wage jobs, and then unfortunately taxing certain individuals that have both public and private pension. And we're opposed to that. You know, one of the things that we're interested in seeing are jobs being created, and we're not seeing these jobs being created. In fact, you know, they're laying off more public employees, whether it be firefighters, state workers, teachers, et cetera. And so, you know, we're opposed to that, and it's unfortunate that that happened. But state workforce is gearing up for another year, and will provide excellent service, that's for sure.
All right, Ray, what bills are currently circulating in the House and Senate that give you some concern?
Well, the big one for us is House Bill 4701, which would, again, drastically change state employee retirement. And, in fact, today is one of the few days this summer that they're going to the Senate will be in session. So I'm actually going to be heading over to the Senate as soon as I get off the phone. But, again, that retirement bill, which does seem to be slowing down a little bit. I think both Republicans and Democrats are having concerns with taking away retiree health care. But that's what we're focusing on now.
All right. And are there any plans in the near future for UAW 6000 to join any other of your brothers and sisters in the UAW or other unions in getting out for rallies?
Absolutely. And I'm really glad you asked, Tony, because on July 25, we're going to be having a state employee rally, and it's going to be all the state employee unions and other individuals for the UAW and other locals rallying in Detroit, and it's a Cadillac place, which is on West Grand Boulevard at noon, and that's a building has a lot of state offices, and it's all the state employee unions. That's July 25th. And the Cadillac Place and Grand Boulevard in downtown Detroit.
All right. Ray Holman, UAW 6000. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.